This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, September 21st, 2006. I wonder if anybody else heard on the news today about this kid at UVA who graduated from college in 1 year. He took like 60 credits or something like that. And he finished college in 1 year at UVA with a double major in math and physics. I just thought that was interesting because on yesterday's show, Chef Mark and I were talking about education and problems in education and parents and so forth. And I just thought that was interesting. And speaking of that entry, we got several comments on the website about that topic, I should say. And it generated a little bit of controversy. Not really controversy, but definitely discussion. There are several really long comments in the comment section on the website. And the first one was really about, really from Mike Hipp, about the news and where we get the news from. And he says, "It's an interesting show, Archer and Mark. I don't agree with all of your talking points, but interesting nonetheless." And then he points out that he reads a lot of newspapers. He says, everybody should read every day their local paper, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the San Francisco Gate, the Chicago Tribune, the Guardian UK. And then he says he supplements these with the Houston Chronicle, the USA Today, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the Boston Globe, and the Miami Herald. And he also watches CNN and MSNBC. Mike Hipp, how do you have time to read all those newspapers and listen to all those podcasts and do a job? I'm just curious to find out, because that is a lot of newspapers and a lot of television watching, even though I watch a lot of TV. But anyway, back to the education thing we heard from. Well, actually, there was two comments about Mark and his business with the blank check thing. And we heard from Mapusan, who agreed that he would feel uncomfortable about giving anybody a blank check. And then we heard from Adam from This Boy Elroy, who says the same thing about being uncomfortable with giving a blank check to anybody. But I think the more important comments that Adam left were about education. And he talks about homeschooling and how it sucks and all the children that he's... Well, I should just read this little part. It's quite a long comment, but I suggest you go to the website to read it. But there's this one section, and I'll just go ahead and quote him from that. It says... He says, "Homeschooling sucks. All the children that I've ever met that have been homeschooled are socially retarded and don't know how to interact with other children and adults that aren't their parents. I think the very idea of it is a creep. I think the very idea of it is creepy and plays into the eerie suburban vision of retreating into our homes, safe in our fenced-in yards, and not communicating and interacting with the community. What results is no exchange of ideas or culture, a sterile community stuck in neutral." I actually happen to agree with Adam about this, because I didn't bring this up in our conversation with Mark, but I think homeschoolers suck as well. Because I'm in the public education sector, I think that they are socially retarded and they cannot relate to people outside of their own little world, and it's really weird. They act really weird. What I'm thinking of is this, I mentioned this a while ago on the show, this family that is like in Arkansas and they have like 16 kids and the mother homeschools them all. Well, these kids are like weird, and the only reason they're weird is because of their parents and the way they're raised and educated in the house. So I just agree with Adam on that point. But then he goes on to talk about other points of education and class size and honors classes, so you'll have to check that out. And then my boyfriend W, or the boyfriend, responds with his comments about education and honors classes and so forth. And I bring this up and kind of bring it back to this idea of this kid who finished college in a year, because it said on the news report that he was able to enter college with several credits on college-level courses that he had taken through high school. And it makes me wonder if the courses he took were truly honors courses, or were they rubber stamp classes like we were talking about yesterday. Obviously, this kid who finished college in a year, I can't think of his name, David something from UVA, is very, very smart. So obviously his classes were, at least I'm thinking that his classes were legitimate. But, you know, it makes me wonder if maybe he is such a geek and a maybe he's a little socially retarded. But they had him on the news, and he said that the only thing he missed out on taking, you know, an entire 4 years of college in 1 year was that he didn't get to attend a frat party. And listening to him talk and watching him, he is a little socially awkward, and I have a feeling that he may not have been invited into any frat parties or fraternity groups. So I don't know. I just think he's a little weird. But now it says he's going to go on to graduate school. I mean, you know, great for him, but taking all 4 years of college in 1 year, I think you miss out a lot on college. But anyway, you know, congratulations to him for doing that. I mean, that's great. Anyway, so I want you to go to the website and check out the comments for yesterday's show about the education system and stuff. moving on to other things, I got this really, really sweet email from the boyfriend. I think it was Tuesday I got the email. I've been meaning to talk about it on the show, but I haven't had time. I've had other things going on. But, you know, the boyfriend and I have mentioned many times before that we are cuddlers, that we, you know, when we go to sleep, we cuddle each other all night. And he said that on Sunday night he had a bad dream that he in the dream he was unable to find me. And that when he woke up out of the dream, he was, you know, still half asleep, and I was not in bed with him. And he was, you know, like shocked and realized that he's missing snuggles with me. So he sent me this email telling me the dream and telling me how much he missed snuggling with me on Sunday night. And we're not usually together on Sunday night, so maybe he was just, you know, missing snuggles in general. But, yeah, we miss snuggles so much. Okay, I love the boyfriend, and you all obviously already know that. Moving on to another topic, and speaking of the boyfriend, we were asked to participate in an informal, unscientific survey about niche bloggers, you know, bloggers who blog about very specific topics. And as you know, we write a blog about Virginia wines, and I guess this guy who's doing this did this research and found our blog and sent us this email asking if we would participate by answering these questions about the blogosphere and basically about diversity in the blogosphere. So before I answered the questions, I went to his website and I see that his premise is actually real and interesting topic, but he's basing it on a Newsweek article that I clicked the link on and read a little bit about, also about the diversity of bloggers. And it says, the headline is Blogging Beyond the Men's Club. Since anyone can write a weblog, why is the blogosphere dominated by white males? And they talk about basically how blogs are pretty much written by white men. Well, so this guy, I should tell you his name is Simon Owens, Simon Owens of Blogasm, Blogasm, BLOGGASM.com, Blogasm.com, and looks like a young guy, not too bad looking. Anyway, to explain the little study he was trying to work on, he wanted to find out from the actual bloggers what kind of diversity there is in the blogosphere based on this article that he read in Newsweek. And so what he did was he emailed 1,000 bloggers and asked all 1,000 bloggers these four questions. And unfortunately, only 302 bloggers responded, which I find kind of surprising, because I would think that there'd be more people interested in finding out about the diversity of bloggers. And you know, more there's more statistics, but the four questions that he asked were this. One, which niche does your blog fall into? Example, political, gadget, movie, etc. If more than one, please list. Two, what are the genders of all the bloggers who write for your site? 3. What are the races of all the bloggers who write for your site? And 4. What do you think of the diversity of the blogosphere, both in your niche and as a whole? Well, I responded probably a little late, but I did respond to it. And he posted the results just this week. So I went to the website to check out what the results were, and he's got it broken down by some general stats and then statistics based on the kind of blog you write. So it says, the blogosphere as a whole. As a whole, the blogosphere is written, well, of the, I should clarify this, because I know how some people hate surveys and statistics that aren't, too accurate. But he admits that he would like to have had a larger response to the questions. But of the people who responded, the 302 bloggers, 69% were male, 31% were female. Of the ethnicities, 73% were white, 9% black, 10% Asian, 1% Middle Eastern, 6% Latino or Hispanic, and 1% Native American. Now that obviously goes along with the Newsweek article saying that the vast majority of bloggers out there are males and white. And I guess the question that the Newsweek article raises is actually a good one. If anybody can blog, then why is it dominated by white men? That is an excellent question, and if anybody has an idea of the answer, please let me know, because I think that is pretty amazing. And it made me think about the small amount of people who write about Virginia wines. And of all the Virginia wine blogs that I read, the majority of them are written by white men. There's only one black man writer that I know of. And then the fact that there aren't, and there was one woman blogger, but she has since stopped blogging in the Virginia wine arena, let's say. But now, he goes on to break down these statistics into the specific blogs, and they're all what you would expect. The majority of all these blogs are written by men. There are a couple blogs that are dominated by women, and I find this one statistic very interesting. Of all the sex blogs that are written about sex or sex advice or anything about sex in terms of blogs, only 36% of those bloggers are male. 64% of them are female. I found that extremely odd. But again, you have to remember that only 302 people responded to the survey, so the actual figure may be much different. One statistic I did not find surprising was that of the gay or homosexual blogs, 94% of the bloggers are white men, or 88% of them are white, but 94% of them are men. I think that's extremely interesting, because I would think for sure that the sex blogs would have been written by men, but no, they're written by women. So that's interesting. He goes on to list all the different kind of niche blogs. I want to say niche, but I know it's niche blogs. Like conservative political blogs, 79% are men, 87% of those men are white. Military blogs, 76% are men, 100% of them are white men, of course. So he goes on and writes some more, and then he lists his interesting observations, and this is where I happen to agree with him. Anyway, he has three interesting observations. One, many of the bloggers felt inclined to include their religion for the race question. For instance, there were a lot of Jewish bloggers, and in the U.S. they would be considered a minority group. Perhaps I should have been more broad in my survey and asked what ethnic group a blogger belonged to. Two, there were a few bloggers who grew defensive about the race question. They would answer American, or they were part of the human race. One blogger posted my survey on his blog, where it was ridiculed by several readers for exactly this reason. Excuse me. Several bloggers noted that they didn't really know much about the diversity of their niche because they couldn't see the faces of most of the bloggers excluding the ones who include photos. So here are his conclusions. He says, you can compare the demographics of the blogosphere to the demographics of the U.S. through the U.S. Census. Please note, however, that a couple of blogs included in my survey aren't written by U.S. citizens. Of all the blogs, now see, this is what I don't understand. He's got for gender, 49.1% are written by men, and 50.9% are written by female. But that's so surprising because almost every one of these categories, the majority of them are men. He does point out that the only niches where females outnumbered males were sex blogs, gossip fashion blogs, feminist blogs, and food blogs. He says white males make up the largest group within the blogosphere as a whole. Okay, well, I'm talking too much about this survey, but I just found it extremely interesting because I've been thinking about this a little bit more, and I've been... At least I've been aware of blogs for the minimum of 6 years, and I think people have probably been writing blogs for 8 years. And I still can't understand why blogs aren't written by more than just white men. You know, like the statistics aren't larger for other niche groups. Of course, he did not include things like live journals or like personal blogs. It's strictly... niche blog. So the statistics might, you know, possibly change depending on the, you know, the size of the group or the different categories in the group. So if he were to include the live journals, the whatever, the blogger blogs and stuff like that, you know, personal blogs, things might change significantly in terms of these statistics. In any case, I found the whole write-up interesting, and the fact that we've got to participate in that, you know, but it is surprising. So if you care to tell me your thoughts, let me know. Again, I know some of you hate statistics, hate surveys, you know, whatever. Anyway, moving on to other things. Has anybody noticed that the weather has changed, is changing? In my area, it has gotten quite chilly. I'm sure people in the north are getting just as chilly, but it was like 65 degrees today, and right now it's probably in the 50s, and we're supposed to go down into the 40s tonight, so the weather is changing. Of course, it makes me think, oh my God, fall is coming, the leaves will be changing soon, and we'll have to be changing how we dress and so forth. So the weather's changing. I don't know that the rain or anything is changing much, but the temperatures have definitely been changing. On other things in terms of like newsy kind of items, did anyone happen to notice that the stock market is rising nicely? Certainly, I appreciate that because my retirement account is based on that. And I'd like it to continue to rise a little bit more before the end of September, because the end of September is the end of the quarter where we get our interest. So I would like to see how that goes up much more. At least I'm hoping it'll go up much more. And I'm sure you've certainly noticed how the gas prices have been decreasing. And of course, they are, everything I hear on the news is saying that the gas prices always drop at this time of the year because people are not traveling. Everyone's back to school, back to work, and their people aren't taking vacations to drive anyplace. So the demand for gas is down, and when the demand for gas goes down, the price goes down. Well, I think the price of gas has dropped like 42 cents in the last 3 weeks or something like that. So I think, I think there are other things happening here that are making the gas prices go down. And I would certainly hope that there's no conspiracy within the current administration to make people happy with the price of gas to make them think that everything's okay and that they should continue to vote for Republicans. I know that's really stretching it, but I just have these, you know, weird thoughts in my mind. So, yeah. Anyway, what's coming up soon? Let's see. Tomorrow's Friday. I have no idea. Oh, but you know, Scott Mendeau is coming in town tomorrow. From California, he's going to be in the D.C. area, and we are trying our hardest to work out a time for him to come on the show. Right now, it's looking like it will be that he's going to try to drop by Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, early evening, and at least for a little while to record a show and have a glass of wine. Because I would love to have him on my show while he's in town, because he's not podcasting anymore. So, okay, that's all I have. So, boys and girls, wait a minute, I totally forgot about this. I have a voicemail from Ramble Redhead, Tom of the Ramble Redhead Show. So let's just take a minute and listen to this voicemail from Tom, the Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom. Just wanted to leave you a quick message to let you know I listened to your reality recap and thought it was very good. And just wanted to say, if you are ever going to do Amazing Race or Survivor Show, I'm a big fan of those shows, too. So if you want the Crazy Redhead on the program, let me know. And I'd love to talk to you about it. So I hope you're having a great one, and hope school is going good. And I'm listening to the rest of your shows, and I'll be probably calling again. So, but just wanted to say, keep up the great work, and hope you and Mr. Boyfriend are doing good. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for that message, Tom. I appreciate that. School is going well, except for, you know, rotten parents, as I was telling you. So, thanks, Tom. And boys and girls, I would like to remind you that the 300th show is coming up soon. One day next week, I believe. And I've already gotten one 300th episode congratulations. So if you feel so inclined to send something like that, some little chunk of audio, that would be fun. I'd appreciate that. If you don't, that's fine, too. You could always call the comment line and leave a message, or use the My Chingo message box on the website. I'd appreciate that. But, you know, if you don't do it, that's fine, too. As I was telling somebody that I will mark it somehow, but I'll just probably just announce it in any case. Another thing you might want to check out is over on my personal blog, archer.com, A-R-C-H-E-R-R.com, I posted a, 20-second short video that I was playing with the EyeSight camera on the built-in new 24-inch iMac, and it's really short because on Monday at work we had to celebrate this person's 50th birthday, and her friends call her the princess. So we all had to wear these paper crowns on our heads and sing happy birthday to her while we were having cake for her birthday before we had a faculty meeting. So I just thought that was funny. So I made this short little video about me wearing this crown. So go, it's only 20 seconds long. I'm not posting it on the website. I mean, I'm not posting it on Archer Radio because it's really just a personal thing. But go over to archer.com and you can just click on there and check out that video. It's really short. Anyway, this is enough. Sorry it's a short show, but I definitely would like to hear anyone's thoughts about the whole idea of the blogosphere being pretty much a white male society like many other things in our country. So if you have any comments or thoughts about that, I would love to hear them. So boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye. Archer.